Delaware's congressional delegation says they oppose any more money going to immigration efforts after the deaths of two U.S. citizens in Minneapolis. From the Delaware desk, WHYY's Sarah Mueller has more.
Renee Good and Alex Preddy were both killed by federal immigration officers this month. President Donald Trump's administration called the victims the aggressors and said officers feared for their lives. Delaware Senator Lisa Blunt Rochester says the murder of Americans on city streets by government agents is unacceptable.
What people are facing right now is that these roving agents are coming up to people by the way they look or by the accent that they have, and sometimes just indiscriminate and literally wreaking havoc.
Blunt Rochester says Democrats want the ICE funding voted on separately from the other appropriation bills. If the bills fail to pass, the federal government could possibly shut down. From the Delaware desk, I'm Sarah Mueller, WHYY News.
A new play opens this week at the Arden Theater in Philadelphia that has ties to the Chinatown Stadium proposal recently that sparked debate in Philadelphia. The Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright James Limes first wrote the play Good Bones in 2017, well before the Sixers announced plans to build an arena near Chinatown. It was about a character named Aisha who returns to the troubled neighborhood she grew up to push a development plan that would transform it. James rewrote the play in 2024, taking inspiration from Chinatown.
To me, the play isn't about the stadium as it is Aisha's work with the stadium. And like, when you come back to a place that produced you, what is your responsibility to that place?
Good Bones opens Thursday and runs until March 15th. Taking a look at sports, the Sixers had a win against the Bucks by a score of 139 to 122. Cold today, a high 24. Near record temp tonight, 8 degrees. Thursday, mostly sunshine and cold, 24. Friday, mostly sunshine, 23. And Saturday and Sunday, high of 24.